Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
George Pickens moaning in the background?
I think it was. How about that? We never start a show with breaking news,
oh,
huh?
Yeah, we do.
We did? What?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, that wasn't starting the show. This yeah, one came
yeah,
across
yeah,
about...
It was.
Was it starting the show? Was that the second segment?
No, I wouldn't tweet the new receiver DeAndre Hopkins, and then Mac read it, and the show started.
Oh, was that at the beginning of the show? It was. I forget. That I'm was. 48 years old. What the hell do I remember, right? But George Pickens getting allegedly, possibly, maybe traded, according to the insiders this
They're
morning.
All
Oh, my God. I wish there was a camera on every one of these insiders and you could see how many like windows they have set up on their computers. They can all hit send at the same time when the GM texts them all in a group text.
Well, they definitely have like three different variations of usage for how they're getting this message out. By the way, if you missed the news, because you probably just woke up. George Pickens soon to be officially traded to Dallas for picks.
Picks and 26 is what they said, right?
Pickens for picks is this. And then if you want to know the more educated situation, the 24-year-old George Pickens brings over a one-year $3.656 million contract to Dallas. What SpotTrack says is that they say that in their valuation system, George Pickens is probably worth somewhere around 4 years, $102 million.
Wow.
So do they bring over George Pickens for the 1 year and let him play for 3.6, which is what he did not want to do for Pittsburgh? Plus, I don't think he and Tomlin liked each other. Or do you just nip it all in the bud right away and be like, we traded for George Pickens and we gave him the new contract. And then somewhere in the corners, Micah Parsons is going, what the
What the hell, man? What the hell is going on? I don't think you have to. It's not a law or anything. But I think if you're going to make that trade, you're giving up picks. You probably...
You're assuming this guy's Dooley.
Yeah, you're probably going to sign the guy, right? Like, you're probably going to give the guy a contract for 102. I mean, again, that's the receiver value. You see every year the Chiefs are drafting a wide receiver,
What do you think
Travis
Hunter's going to play in the NFL?
I mean, my God, wide receiver, right? Yeah, as you should play in the NFL right now. That's the position that's getting paid, but it's also the reason why you see the Chiefs draft a wide receiver every year, so they can raise these guys in their system, and then when they're ready to get paid, see you later, we'll draft another one. I guarantee you, I shouldn't guarantee, but I'm pretty close to a guarantee, every year going forward, we're going to see a wide receiver taken at some point in the draft, because the Chiefs have said, we're not paying these guys as they traded Tyreek Hill years ago. They were ahead of the curve on that, and so I think that's kind of what we're going to see with this organization. They're never going to be in a George Pickens sweepstakes.
I liked where you were going, because I think you stopped and corrected yourself. I think you were going to say you guaranteed that one of these two receivers named Rice and Worthy would not be with the Chiefs long term.
One of them
will, one of them won't. I don't know which one. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can do some Tyreek Hill magic where you extend him for 2 years and you give this guy another extension when this guy's is up. And then by the time, you know, Rice is 29 and Worthy's 26, it's like, all right, Rice, thank you. Go get your bag. Right. Worthy. We're going to do the same thing with you. So I think
that's... No, I wasn't saying that. Okay. I was going to say I guarantee they draft a wide receiver every year, but you can't guarantee anything, you know? But, I mean, look at the evidence that we've seen. You go Rice, you go Worthy, you go Royals. Like, they're drafting wide receivers every year because Brett Veach is a genius and knows the market and saw the market before anybody else did it. Went, oh, boy, the market's going to get really ugly for wide receivers. We better start getting some young ones in here so we can manage that cap and take care of business the right way. So I just think that's the route the Chiefs are going to go. I don't ever expect them to be, you know, in this George Pickens sweepstakes, and I don't want them to be in the George Pickens sweepstakes. We don't need people around here who are me first and not team first, and clearly George Pickens was, and that's fine. You go get paid, you do your thing, but like the Dallas circus down there, is this like adding the bearded lady? Is this adding like a what do you call those things where the people, the acrobats? Is this adding an acrobat to the circus? What are we looking at down there? Because this is getting good, because Jerry Jones did say at the beginning of the offseason, they had a lot of good trades that were ready to be made, right? Nothing happened, and nobody said a word, and Jerry Jones is telling everybody all these trades are going to be happening, right? Well, that's a big trade, right, in the NFL landscape. That's a big trade. I wonder what Aaron Rodgers thinks about this. So,
yeah, he's still got DK Metcalf if he wants to go to Pittsburgh. So they the news of the morning that broke, which we will revisit throughout the afternoon, or the morning.
No, Carrington can have that one later. Yeah, I'll tell you, Rob, he's washed.
Well, there's some people in Pittsburgh that probably have that same opinion. But no, George Pickens and Dallas seem to be becoming a marriage. Pittsburgh sending Pickens to Dallas for future picks.
What do you think the compensation's going to be? You don't think there's a first-rounder involved in this, do you?
Gosh, no. I hope not.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't even a first-round pick.
I know, but you never know. Jerry Jones is dumb. You know, he doesn't know how to manage the roster of his team. So,
No, I bet they got a third and maybe
a compensatory, like, fifth that could be a fourth. Or
yeah, I would be shocked if they got a second. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be shocked, but
I mean, I'd Jerry Jones,
shocked,
right?
I'd honestly be shocked.
What do you honestly talk to his agent? We just do the trades whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, right. Well, what are you giving up? We'll take a first from you, Jerry. Okay.
You got those little blue pills? I need to go from oh no to oh yeah. He's having sex with Jerry Jones. Drew Nixon taught me that saying.
Did they get a quarterback yet in Dallas? Or are they still
going?
Yeah,
they got Dak Prescott
down there.
Come on, throw a little bit of respect on Dak. He's better than we think.
9-8 Dallas Cowboys, baby. Let's go.
So that's the news. In case you turned your TV off last night and missed how the Royals game ended, I suggest you find it on the internet because it seemed like a blooper. And boy, are we glad to have Diddy Matthews describing all of it.
Lead at first, in comes the pitch. Jammed him in a high pop-up on the infield. And it's off the glove of the second baseman. They're going to throw the ball to second widely. They had a forced play there. And here you go. The White Sox are on the verge of burping up this game. It's the old story, folks. He squares the body, gets it down. How are they going to mess this one up? No throw. Boozer picked it up, had no play.
Some drunk from the crowd, Boozer?
And the White Sox are on the verge of handing the Royals the game. So I started to say, it's a familiar refrain, same old story. Good teams figure out a way to win in the late innings.
Yep.
Bad teams figure out a way to lose in the late innings. And boy, if we haven't seen a perfect example of that right here in front of us in the last 5 minutes, then you need another videotape because this is just a perfect example. Jake, you said it off air. You said that might be the worst ninth inning of any major league game I have ever seen. And I've seen a few, and it would probably make my top five.
It's up there?
It was embarrassing.
Yeah, well, I mean, what a great call by Danny. Well done. Bravo, 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 bravo.
That's one cheat up this game.
I mean, that's one of the best calls Denny's had of all time. That is fantastic. And Chase Meidroff taking the one off the head, looking like a soccer player at second base last night,
and then
is an all-timer. And then just standing there, and then Michael A. Taylor out in right field picking it up and launching it over the head of the second baseman. Shortstop not being able to make a throw to second base on a dive. Like, that ninth inning yesterday, that had everything that you could possibly want from a comic relief standpoint. And credit to the Royals for still fighting, because it looked like they were done in that game. You know, India made an error his fifth of the season, and I know people are all upset over that and whatnot. It looked like they were going to lose a game to the White Sox. But as Denny said, good teams find ways to win games, bad teams find ways to lose games. And I don't know that I've seen a play like Mydroth had there where it hit him in the head. I don't know that that's Jose Canseco like, right? And so that's the last time I've seen that at the big league level. I saw that at the J a lot, coaching the kids in softball back in the day, you know, take them off the head or bad plays and that kind of stuff. But that, I mean, that is as little league as it gets. Congratulations to the Royals for getting that win. That's one of those, again, one of those you write down in the book and you go back and you look at it and go, damn, that's a big win on the season, because again, it's the White Sox. You should slobber knock these people.
They gave you a free pass. They said, you know what? It hasn't been your game. Here's how we're going to give you a way to win this game. The Royals did exactly that. Cause I mean, just watching that, between that and the Cavs and Pacers game, I'm going back and forth and I'm like, okay, so the Royals, all right, here we go. Okay. Wow. Cannon's on second. Nobody's out. Okay. Now this guy's on third. This guy, Bobby Witt Jr.'s up.
The game's over.
So to give it some sort of more news that just keeps going back and back to the original news breaking of this morning, George Pickens, it is announced that it is a comp update from Jordan Schultz, third round pick back to the Steelers, and a day three pick swap with the Cowboys in exchange for George Pickens.
Doesn't seem like a big hell of a haul to give up.
We want something. We don't need a ton, but we want A, this guy out of Pittsburgh. You can deal with him. And B, somewhat of a respectful trade.
Yeah. Like a third round pick. You know, I mean, Brett Veach would hit a home run with the third round pick, right?
Yeah, you take a third round pick.
Absolutely.
Guy's been a complete headache and underwhelming.
Third round pick. Third round pick, you get him out of there. And again, as we've talked about over the last week or so, sometimes removing people from a situation is better than adding somebody into a situation. And it sure seems like, you know, this guy here was causing a lot of headaches for a lot of people in Pittsburgh. Move him on to Dallas, where everybody causes headaches, and it's a great fit for him, and hopefully he can move on. And Pittsburgh now can move on, and they can get Aaron Rodgers signed and ready to move in. Ben Maller had an update on that this morning. Some guy called in who saw Aaron Rodgers at the Kentucky Derby, and he showed him his yellow and black socks that he was wearing. So now, I mean,
was it Merv from Impractical Jokers?
It was. No, that's the coach of Denver, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So good.
So Rodgers allegedly, according to some caller in Louisville, to the Maller Show, was wearing yellow and black socks and showed them to everybody as a hint to maybe where he's getting ready to sign.
No doubt.
Does Rodgers do a Friday news dump?
No.
No chance, right?
That's unlike him.
Pat McAfee gets that scoop. 100%. Pat McAfee gets that scoop on a Tuesday afternoon at 12:30, so that we can all watch.
So do we get this done before Wednesday? Because I don't know if you've seen, and again, scheduling can be flexed and all, but the Steelers play the Jets and the Packers this year.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes. So put your tinfoil hat on.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, it's been on for years.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.